T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, is the mayor of the city of Hartford, Mr. Luke Bronin. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Morning, Ray. I'm good. How are you doing today?
Confused. How about you?
Dismayed and brokenhearted, but at the same time, trying to be hopeful.
Well, what I'm, you know, the thing that puzzled me, Mayor, is you think about it. Okay, I understand. You're upset. You don't like the election. Okay, that's fine. But if you take over the Capitol, so what? It's not going to make any difference.
Well, look, I think that yesterday was a culmination of a long effort. And I know that for a lot of people, the line that was crossed yesterday seems like the line that just cannot be crossed. And that's certainly true. But line after line was crossed before we got here. To me, you know, the physical violence that was done to the U.S. Capitol building and the assault on the U.S. Congress is truly heartbreaking and horrifying. But equally heartbreaking and horrifying is the fact that for months before the presidential election, the president laid the groundwork for baseless claims of election fraud, and for months since the election has persuaded millions of Americans that a free and fair election was stolen and that far too many people in positions of influence allowed him to do that. That's what got us here. And that is a form of violence against our democracy and our democratic institutions as well. And I think it's really important to remember that as horrifying as yesterday was, that was not the first unacceptable transgression.
Well, what would you say about the people who, for example, Portland, the garbage still goes on there. Seattle is you know, riots all over. Well, not so much riots now, but Portland certainly. But how's that different?
We all should condemn that violence.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
We all should and do condemn that violence. But yesterday morning, even yesterday morning, the President of the United States was urging on these people. And yesterday, in the midst of the first breaching of the U.S. Capitol building since the war on 1812, the President of the United States was on video telling the American people that he won the election in a landslide and that it was stolen from them.
That's not good.
Is insanity. Yeah. It is a direct attack on America. I mean, what Donald Trump and anybody who has enabled this has done has damaged America in a way that our adversaries could only dream.
Mayor, there is, we talked to John Larson earlier this morning, and Congressman Larson is pretty much in favor of invoking the 25th Amendment. Have you been able to talk to any of the delegation, people who were there?
I have not. I have not. Not any substance.
Okay, that's fair enough. No, I just wondered, you know, if they've been in touch with you, because, hey, you're political mover and shaker. Would you be in favor of the 25th Amendment?
I don't think there is any. I don't think anybody who cares about America, cares about American security, should have any question in their mind that Donald Trump is not fit to hold office. I don't think there's any question that his conduct and at this point his lack of mental stability makes the 25th Amendment appropriate to invoke. Right. I think that there's no question at this point that impeachment would be an appropriate measure. I mean, this is a man who incited people against the United States. You saw yesterday people replacing the American flag with a Trump flag on the U.S. Capitol.
A little much.
But let me just say this, though.
Sure.
Regardless of what Congress does or the cabinet does on the 25th Amendment or impeachment, if every American who cares about this country and calls themselves a patriot decides today that attacks on our democratic process, that lies about our election are not acceptable, that we have to say enough is enough about that. If we all do that, no matter who you voted for, no matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, if we all do that, then over the next couple of weeks, our country will be safe and will stay strong. Okay. And if we do that in the years ahead, our country will be safe and strong. But if we continue to allow lies about our democratic process to sow such a deep level of distrust, then our country is at much greater risk than whatever happens over the next couple weeks.
But it seems of late, and I'm thinking back to 2016, the Russians were hacking and they messed with the vote. You go to 2004, there were people who felt that John Kerry lost Ohio and there was something wrong with that because he shouldn't have. I mean, it seems like as an historian and somebody who knows stuff, in addition to being the mayor of Hartford, historically, have people always felt this way?
Historically, we have never had a president or leaders of a party we've never had a president who has made it his mission to sow unfounded distrust in our democratic process.
That's a good point.
And we've never had a party that enabled it to this extent. We've never had that. That's why what's happened here, yesterday's attack was unprecedented, but the attacks of the prior months on the trust and faith in our democracy without factual basis were also unprecedented. And that's what got us here.
Good times. Hey, listen, Mayor, we will get back to visiting about other things later on, maybe next week sometime, because you do have a lot of stuff going on. I think CCM, are you a regional director now?
I'm the president of CCM now, the Connecticut County Municipalities. So I'm looking forward to working with towns of every kind around the state to try to move the state forward. And
congratulations.
A lot of other stuff going on. But look, let me
just wrap up if you wish.
So just on a hopeful note, right? I think that the number of people who love this country far outweighs the number of people who don't. And we have to mean it when we say let's put our country first. And right now, that means let's prepare to inaugurate a new president who was freely and fairly elected,
and then
let's move forward with vigorous debate on issues that matter, but let's protect and preserve our democratic process and our democracy.
Well, boy, you're passionate about this, but I really admire you for that.
Right, Luke, if you're not passionate about this, you're not a patriot.
Well, there you go. Luke Bronin, thank you very much for being on.
Thanks, Ray.
Take care of the city.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.